October 31st, p.m.
उसके बाद में पुनः साधु संघ दूसरी बार साधु संघ उस साधु संघ से
कम समय
भगवान के परम प्रिय भक्त गुरु का चरणाश्रय करना आवश्यक है
और उनकी
विषम रूप में सेवा करनी
जरूरी
वो बोध करता है
अपोज
करने पर वो सदगुरु पदाश्रय
करता है
और फिर उनसे शिक्षा दीक्षा भजन शिक्षा प्राप्त की जाती
है शिक्षा एंड दीक्षा फ्रॉम हिम
सदाचार की शिक्षा भी उनसे
रिसीव्स इंस्ट्रक्शंस अबाउट वैष्णव एटिक्यूट सदाचार
इसके द्वारा स्वजातीय आश्रय स्निग्ध गुरु या साधु के संग का सौभाग्य पैदा
होता
फिर उनके निर्देश में भजन करने से समर्थ निवृत्ति
प्रेम
पर्जन फल लाभ
होता है
तस्मात् गुरु प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेयः उत्तमम् शब्दे परिचर्ये सनातन ब्रह्मण्यं समासः इसलिए जो अपना परमार्थिक कल्याण चाहते हैं चारा लीजिए परमार्थिक कल्याण क्या
बेनिफिट अल्टीमेट बेनिफिट
सद्गुरु शरणागत हो
मस्ट टेक शेल्टर एट द फीट ऑफ सद्गुरु
सद्गुरु पवार भगवान अपेक्षा दुर्लभ
एक्चुअली इट इज मोर रेयर टू गेट सद्गुरु देन टू गेट भगवान हिमसेल्फ
बनने वैकुंठ प्रिय दर्शन और ऐसा गुरु मिल जाए साधु मिल जाए समझो कि भगवान मिल गए
इट सीम्स दैट भगवान हैज ऑलरेडी कम इन योर पॉकेट
उनकी कृपा से जल्दी ही प्रेम होगा और भगवान की प्राप्ति हो जाएगी गुरुदेव कैसा जो शब्द
ब्रह्म
श्रुति शास्त्र में पारदर्शी विद्वान
इंटेलिजेंस अखिल श्रुति ऑल द वैदिक लिटरेचर्स
वेद उपनिषद पुराण
पुराणस
भागवत गीता इत्यादि शास्त्रों में
पारदर्शी
जिससे कि शिष्य के किसी भी प्रकार के संदेह को दूर कर
शुड बी एबल टू रिमूव एनी डाउट फ्रॉम द हार्ट ऑफ द डिसाइपल
साथ ही पर ब्रह्म में निष्ठा
स्ट्रॉन्ग फेथ इन सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन पर ब्रह्म
पर ब्रह्म पर निश्चित तत्व ज्ञानी भी होना
चाहिए
जिसे कि अनुभव के द्वारा अपनी बातों को शिष्य को बतला सके शास्त्र की बात पीछे गुरु शिष्य को अपने अनुभव की बात बतला करके भक्ति राज्य में उसको
प्रवेश कराया
नारद जी ने अपनी अनुभूति
gave his own realized knowledge to Vyasa.
Gop Kumar ki Chan Sharma ko apni anpusi patla karke
knowledge he had realized to Jana Sharma the Brahman.
Aur fir kaha jata
hai. And then Gop Kumar touched the head of Jana Sharma on the moment Jana Sharma received the Gop Bhav.
Tatparya ki Mahatripa द्वारा जिस श्रद्धा प्राप्त हो
वन रिसीव्स फेथ थ्रू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज
चारा महत् कृपा प्राप्त करते
करते चाह दोज हु वांट टू ऑब्टेन द मर्सी ऑफ ग्रेट सोल्स
यारा सद्गुरु
मिस सद्गुरु
जे महत्
सद्गुरु इज अ ग्रेट पर्सन ग्रेट सोल
এই সব লক্ষণ গুলি তার মধ্যে হওয়া চাই তাৎপর্যের জ্ঞান শ্রীমদ ভাগবত আদি শাস্ত্র
পাঠ
শাস্ত্রী প্রমাণ ও যুক্তি কে দ্বারা শিষ্য কে সংশয়
যাহারা
সুদৃঢ় বিশ্বাস আর সুদৃঢ় নিষ্ঠা সঙ্গে ভগবানের ভজন করে কিছু অনুভূতি লাভ করেছেন এমন গুরু যে গুরু কোন ভজন করে নাই শাস্ত্রী ইত্যাদি সব দেখেছে ওই রকম গুরু দ্বারা হবে না ভগবানের কৃপা শক্তি প্রাপ্ত হইয়া অপরোক্ষ অনুভূতি প্রাপ্ত
করেছে
তথা শিষ্য হৃদয়ে তিনি শক্তি সঞ্চার
করেন the heart of the disciple
uttam adhikari jodi hoy
topmost devotee uttam adhikari he will touch your head will give you permission immediately you have prema bhakti
madhyam adhikari sang pradan kare ye shiksha dwara dheere dheere bhakti tar
dete hain gradually through his instructions he will make his disciple advance
jini kaam krodh lobh adi pashi
bhut one whose control by lust
এই চারটি লক্ষণ যাহাতে বিদ্যমান তিনি সদ্গুরু এই রকম সদ্গুরু দেখে তারপর তাহাকে সদ্গুরু অন্যদিকে গুরু রূপে তে পরিচয় যারা দিবে দেখতে হবে সদ্গুলে তে
জন্ম
আর গুণ থাকলেও যদি উপযুক্ত চারটি গুণ না থাকে তাকে গুণ করবে
actually someone is born in a very good family
ব্রাহ্মণ কুলে তো জন্ম আর পাখি কুলে গুণ কুলি না
but does not have above four characteristics then he is not a guru guru must have the above mentioned four characteristics
আচ্ছা না গুরু নাস্যা
গুরু নাস্যা সজন
নাস্যা না মোচে ইয়ে দেয়া সমুখ জয় কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্বে তার সেই গুরু
মহাপ্রভু
নিশ্চিত এই বচনের দ্বারা
সদ্গুরু
কৃষ্ণ
এক্সপার্ট ইন দ্য নলেজ অবাউট শ্রী কৃষ্ণ
এই কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব
দিস নলেজ অবাউট কৃষ্ণ
মহাপুরুষের দীক্ষা দ্বারা মন্ত্র দ্বারা জীবের পুরুষার্থ ভগবত প্রাপ্তি এই হচ্ছে প্রথম
কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র প্রথম
অঙ্গু বীজাঙ্গু
দেন দ্য স্প্রাউট অফ দ্য ডিভোশন উইল কাম ইন দ্য হার্ট অফ দ্য ডিসাইপল
এই দীক্ষা এক দিনে হয় না
দিস উইল নট হ্যাপেন ইন ওয়ান ডে
এক দিনে হয়
নট ইন ওয়ান ডে
বিশেষ করে
স্পেশালি
যে আনুষ্ঠানিক দীক্ষা
আনুষ্ঠানিক দীক্ষা ফর্মাল ইনিশিয়েশন
ওই দিন থেকে আরম্ভ করে
বিগিনস ফ্রম দ্যাট ডে
রতি অথবা ভাব উৎপন্ন হওয়া পর্যন্ত এই দীক্ষা চলছে
দেন দীক্ষা উইল গো অন টিল ভাব কমস ইন দ্য হার্ট
যে দিন থেকে
মেনু টেক ফর্মাল ইনিশিয়েশন
দীক্ষা হলো
মন্ত্র দীক্ষা
ওই দিন থেকে আরম্ভ হলো কি
ফ্রম দ্যাট ডে
যাতে পারমার্থিক দীক্ষা তার হয়
দেন one will go to the stage of paramarthik diksha at the stage
ekhan theke arambho kore sadhan bhajan korte 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 dikha hobe dibya gyan
dibyam gyanam
oi rati
is the transcendental knowledge dibyam gyanam
vishesh
when we have stage of bhava shuddha
shuddha satva vishesh
atma prem
oi tane tane mante asle
bhajan ha shuddha satva descends in
the si anubhav karbe sa tar sampar uplabdhi hobe
then he will realize everything that time
silarup ko sahna Guru Padasya Tasma Krishna Diksha Isi.
First one should take shelter at the feet of Guru, then
Guru Padasya
Diksha and Shiksha.
Or Krishna Mantra Me Diksha.
Then one should first take shelter at the feet of Guru, then
Guru Padasya Mare Harinam
Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra.
Or Krishna Mantra Te Diksha.
Then one should take Diksha and Krishna Mantra.
Tatare Bhagavad Dharma Adi Shiksha.
Then one should learn Shrimad Bhagavad.
Vishwat Purvak. Vishambena.
Then one should very intimately.
Guru Seva.
Sir Srila Gurudev.
Gurudeva Seva.
Serve Guru very intimately.
Etat dvara,
that is,
Guru Padasya.
Through all these activities, one takes shelter at the feet of Guru.
Guru Mantra Niye Dinam.
If you have taken Guru Mantra,
thus Arpanasam Vandanam.
From today onwards, there is no regulation.
Etat dvara Purnanga Hovena.
But this is not all limbs of devotion. Simply mantra is not
enough. Tinja Jabolin, Guru Padasya, Diksha.
Diksha is necessary and also faithfully serving the
Sadacha Adi Sambandha Siksha Ityadi.
Also one should take instructions about Vaishnava etiquette, Sadacha.
Kaviraj Goswami bolche. Guru Padasya Diksha Guru or Seva.
Tatparya Guru and service to the Diksha.
Diksha Mantra Karanle Purve.
Before taking Diksha Mantra.
Diksha Karanle Purve.
Before Diksha Mantra.
Guru Samip Akar Tan Man Bachan Se Guru Ko Prasanna Karna Chahiye.
Try to please Guru, make Guru happy by our body, mind and soul.
Gita Ki Tadvidhi.
Tadvidhi Pranipate.
Pranipate Na Prasnena Seva. Takhan Tini Anukraha Kare.
So when we serve Guru Dev by offering obeisances and inquiries, then he will show.
Ate Diksha Purvatanga Prasanna Karte Hove. Etake Guru Prasakti Bole. Yahate Guru Asishe Paraspar Svabhav Lakshan Ityadi Parikha.
Actually Guru,
Guru
will examine the disciple's
nature.
How this disciple is serving me, what is his nature?
Lokik swarth.
Has he come here to perform Hari Bhajan or for some mundane?
Our Shishya Tattva Je Gurudev.
And Shishya will also examine Guru.
Unar Acharna Ki.
He will also observe the behavior
of Guru. Tattva Janen Ki Na.
Does Gurudev know
Bhagwane Kuchu Anubhuti Ache Ki Na.
Has he realized Bhagwan or not?
Sansare Me Asakta Achen Na Tati.
Is he still attached to material
satisfaction
or not? Shishya will also
observe.
If he has some defects, then he will leave that
Santust
Guru. If he is happy with the Guru,
Ashishya Guru Santust Hoye.
Disciple is happy with Guru and Guru is happy with disciple, then they will give.
Sadhar Dhanen Namer Upadesh Diya Jaya, Jai Naam Karo.
Generally, instruction will be given, do the Naam.
Kintu Vidvatta Ka Hari Naam Natya.
But he will not give Hari Naam.
Hall ki hai, parikha kare.
You first examine, you first examine the
disciple.
Then Guru will be accepted.
Shishya Brahman kara.
Then Guru will accept disciple.
Ek mahamulyavan phal yehi thi. Niskapat seva ke dvara santusht param kripa kar. Guru pad padma se jathat diksha hoti hai.
When we serve Guru without duplicity, then that is the real Diksha and this is the greatest treasure. So this is the ultimate goal of the life of the disciple, that to serve Guru without duplicity. It's not that the Guru and disciple. See that he is not
और पहले ही कर लिया शिष्य और पीछे माल पड़ा जैसे ये तीसरों का संग करता है
व्यभिचारी
है भगवान का भजन का कुछ नहीं जानता ऊपर से चिन्ह बना रखा
है और
उसका जीवन बर्बाद हो जाता
है यूजलेस डिसाइपल लाइफ इज रुइंड बाय सच अ गुरु
और शिष्य भी देखे शिष्य को नहीं परीक्षा करके देखा
इफ यू डोंट एग्जामिन द
डिसाइपल वही शिष्य जो स्वार्थी होगा सब समय बखेड़ा उत्पन्न करेगा गुरु को शांति नहीं रहने देगा इसलिए रूप गोस्वामी ने कहा है बहुत शिष्य कर बेना
डोंट टेक मेनी डिसाइपल्स रूप गोस्वामी ने
कहा है
डोंट टेक टू मेनी डिसाइपल्स
गुरु को मेरे लोग ऐसे जाए परीक्षा कर आप
फर्स्ट
गुरु अरे एमन उत्पाद करे
disciple will do so much nonsense.
Gurudev din raat koi chinta kahega jab bhajan ki karte
hai. Guru will not get any good sleep. He'll be only worried whole day and whole night about this disciple. You should examine the disciple and then don't take unqualified disciples. Don't give. Actually, they create many thorns in the life of Guru, unqualified disciples accepting Harinam and
Diksha.
Guru has no quality of a
Vaishnava.
Even if he has thousands of
disciples,
if the disciples don't have a Sadguru, then they are
not living.
Guru should be very dedicated to devotional service. He should have realized Bhagavan. Unless the Guru is socialized, he will not get any benefit. Otherwise, disciples' life will be ruined.
गुरुवे गौरचंदाय राधिकाय दधारे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय जगद्भक्ते नमो नमः. So we are discussing Srimadurji Kadambini, where the compiler of this literature, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, is describing how by the accumulation of bhakti sukriti over many lives, one gets the good fortune of attaining sadhusanga. By hearing Harikatha in that sadhusanga, one obtains shraddha, faith. Then again, upon achievement of faith, then again one performs sadhusanga. Again, the second time. At this second type of sadhusanga, the disciple has realized the complete necessity of taking shelter of the feet of Guru and performing Vishvambhara Seva to the Guru, service full of intimacy. Therefore, upon performing this second stage of sadhusanga, one will serve the Guru, and after pleasing him, one will take diksha and shiksha. The Guru will instruct the disciple in all type of good behavior in relationship to Hari Guru Vaishnava. Also, the disciple can understand the necessity of Swajatiya Asray Snigdha. The disciple will understand, I should take shelter of a sadhu who is more advanced than me, who is desirous of it, who is in the same line of thought, who can give the same thing that I want, and also who is affectionate for me. To me. Thereupon, achieving this type of instruction and serving the Guru, then anatanavritti, the cessation of unwanted things, occurs and one progresses towards the path of prema bhakti. Therefore, this sadhusanga causes the arousal of all good fortune for the jiva. Therefore, what is the symptom of such a Guru? Tasmat Guru Prapadya Taki Gyasa Sriyotama Sabde Padaninishnatam Brahman Upasama Sriyam. Therefore, in the Padma Purana it says, one who wants Paramatik Sriha, one who wants their own transcendental good fortune, they should take shelter of such a Guru who is possessed of all transcendental good qualities. Therefore, we should understand that when we meet Guru, we should understand in one sense we have met Bhagavan himself. Also, the Guru is to be considered more than Bhagavan. Therefore, that Guru has the symptoms. He will be most expert in the Shruti Shastra. He will have complete knowledge of the Puranas, especially the Srimad Bhagavat Puran, the Srimad Bhagavatam and all other Shastra. He will have the ability to remove all doubts in the disciple. Mainly, by his own experience in bhajan, he can remove all doubts. And secondly, by his knowledge of shastra, by his tattva-gyan, he can help the disciple. But really, the Guru's own realization should be prominent. We see in the history of Naraji giving mercy to Vyasadev, that Narada told his own history to Vyas and helped him in this way. Also, Gopakumar, he gave his own knowledge of bhajan to his disciple Janasharma. Otherwise, only book knowledge will not be sufficient to nourish the faith of the disciple. Therefore, from the mercy of such a Mahant, such a Sadguru, one will achieve Shraddha, or transcendental faith. Therefore, that Guru who is expert in the Vedas and those Shastras which are in line with the Vedas, who by knowledge of Shastra and by logic and argument, he can cut all the doubts in the heart of the disciple. That Sadguru should have strong faith and realization. That Sadguru should know by his own realization what does it mean, the mercy of Guru. He himself has attained Kripa Shakti from his Guru, therefore that Sadguru has power to nourish the heart of the disciple. Therefore, by the association, if the Guru is an Uttamadhikari, most excellent, just by his blessings one can achieve bhakti. And if Sadguru is a Madhyamadhikara, then he mostly gives his association, and by hearing Harikatha, the disciple will slowly enter bhakti. But if the Guru himself is controlled by lust, greed and other bad qualities, then what to say for that? Even if we see that the Guru appears in a good family, Satkarma Nipuno Vipro Mantra Tantra Visadaro, but still he has no qualities of Vaishnav, then we should not accept him. Mahaprabhu gave all these instructions clearly. Kiva Vipra Kiva Nasi Sudra Kinanoye Krishna Tattvaveti Se Guru Hoy. Mahaprabhu said, who knows Krishna Tattva, he is Guru. Whether he appears in a Brahmin family, a Sudra family, whether he is sannyasi or anything. But who knows Krishna Tattva, that is the main qualification for Guru. Therefore that Mahapurush, that Sadguru, he gives Diksha. And that will cause the first sprout of bhakti to appear in the heart. Therefore Diksha is not fulfilled, completed in simply one day. The day that we go, we take mantra from Guru. This is called Anusthanik Diksha. We, for want of better language, the formality of Diksha. But that real Diksha, that Paramartic Diksha, or transcendental initiation, will be completed upon this achievement of Bhava Bhakti. Therefore, that Paramartic Diksha, that transcendental initiation, the disciple will realize Divya Gyan, what is my relationship with Krishna at the stage of Bhava Bhakti? Sri Rupa Goswami has said, Sura Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryangsa Samyabhak. At that stage, the disciple can realize his transcendental identity, his Siddha Sarup. This is called Divya Gyan. Therefore, first three things. We must Guru Padasrai. One must take shelter of the Guru. How? By taking Harinam from him. Then one must take Diksha and Shiksha. That means one will hear Krishna mantra from him. Then one will perform Guru Seva. Therefore by these three things, by taking Harinam, by taking Krishna mantra, and by Guru Seva, by these three limbs of bhakti, one takes shelter at the feet of Sadguru. Therefore it's not a fact that simply I take initiation, then cello, no relation with Guru, no. We'll have to perform seva to the Guru with faith, then this process of Diksha will be completed. Therefore Sri Kaviraj Goswami, he goes even one step further and says, before we take Diksha, one must serve the Guru by body, mind and words. Then when Guru is satisfied, then one should take initiation. In the Gita, Krishna gives the same idea, tad vidhi pratipatena pariprasnena sevya. One must approach the Guru with seva, with inquiry, and with surrender. Then Guru will give his mercy in the form of initiation. Therefore, before initiation, there should be a mutual examination. The disciple should examine the Guru. Does he have the symptom of a Sadguru? Is he absorbed in Hari Bhajan? Is he detached from material life? Does he have direct realization? The disciple should examine these, if these qualities are present in the Guru. And the Guru must also examine the disciple. Has the disciple come for some self-interest, some benefit, or have they come for Hari Bhajan? Therefore, after both the Guru and disciple examine each other, then the process of Diksha may be undertaken. Therefore, how will we please Guru? We will please Guru by Niskapat Guru Seva, serving Gurudev without duplicity. Therefore, this Guru Seva is to be considered the supreme attainment for the disciple. But sometimes the Guru may be qualified, but bad fortune, he accepts bogus disciples. Those bogus disciples simply disturb the Guru by going to him and telling many types of histories, or he is doing that, he is doing this. Therefore, he simply causes disturbance to the Guru. Guru that time may feel some disturbance in his own bhajan. Therefore, Rupa Goswami gave warning, don't make many disciples, because unqualified disciples simply cause disturbance to the Guru. Therefore, the disciple should look, is Guru bhajan parayan, expert in bhajan? Then all these things are given.
श्री कृष्ण प्रभु ये पंखा भूल कर दीजिए आगे देखिए से जो इलेक्ट्रिशियन आए हैं रविनंदन प्रभु के साथ मालिक की पंखा भूल कर दीजिए
भजन प्रिया
क्रिया तो प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस
भजन प्रिया भजन
भजन डिवोशनल सर्विस
श्रवण कीर्तन स्मरण वंदन पाद
सेवा चैंटिंग श्रवण कीर्तन
अथवा
पाद सेवा वचन मनन दासम सख्य मात्म
साधु संग नाम कीर्तन
साधु संग
मथुरा वास
नाम कीर्तन मथुरा वास
ए सब भजन
श्री मूर्ति अश्रद्धा सेवन सो फाइव लिम्स ऑफ डिवोशन सर्विस आर नाइन
लिम्स की रकम है और
हाउ वी शुड एक्सीक्यूट डिवोशनल सर्विस दिस हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड
भजन क्रिया दो रकम
है भजन इज डन इन टू वेज
अनिष्ठिता
विदाउट डेडिकेशन एंड वन इज विद डेडिकेशन निष्ठिता
जाते निष्ठा उत्पन्न हो गई छे भजन
वेवरिंग एंड अनवेवरिंग वन वे हैज डेवलप
निष्ठात्मिक
वेवरिंग फेथ हां एंड वन हैज डेवलप निष्ठा
और जाते अभी निष्ठा उत्पन्न
हो गई हैज नॉट डेवलप्ड निष्ठा यट
तो समय तिनी
गुण विकल्प विषय
संग्रह
निजे
आधार स्वरूप भक्ते लक्षण गुली
सो ऑल दिस कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स आर सीन इन द डिवोटी
तार मध्ये प्रथम होच्छे
फर्स्ट इज
उत्साहमय
उत्साह इज एंथुसियाज्म
छात्र जब सब प्रथमे
The student, the pupil, when he begins education in the school or college, in the first kindergarten, he gives picture book, or A
for apple,
B for bhakti.
आम माने
आम आम मींस आम मैंगो
एप्पल छेलेटा देखे प्रसन्न हुए
सो द डिसिपल
और सब फोटो देखे और
डिसिपल लुक्स एट द पिक्चर्स इन द टेक्स्ट बुक एंड इज वेरी हैप्पी
ही कैन गुरुदेव प्रसन्न हो
गए गुरु इज वेरी हैप्पी ही इज एबल टू रिसाइट द अल्फाबेट्स एंड ही टेल्स हिम ओह वेरी नाइस
ये तो अनेक सीखे
यू आर द बेस्ट स्टूडेंट And then he gives him some adoration, some
encouragement.
Similarly, a sadhaka, when does Harinam, when accepts
bhajan,
he first studies.
खाईते पीते उठते बसते दिन बेला एवं कि
डे टाइम नाइट टाइम while walking
even ki padaiba sambandh samay chor kare dheere dheere je kono bhalo tumi naam
karo only or softly
you
will get all perfection somehow chant the name no matter what गुरुदेव सेज एनी टाइम यू कैन चैंट
हरि नाम
16 माला करो
प्रथम चैन 16 राउंड्स
लाइक स्वामी महाराष्ट्र 16 राउंड्स Then he develops headache when he has to do 64 rounds. Then his body is weak and he cannot, he has a headache. Then he cannot, he gives up chanting the rounds. If he is sick, he doesn't chant rounds. Then Gurudev will chastise him. Oh, why you are not chanting name properly? Then give up all other instructions. Faithfully. Without a faith. So this happened is not the first stage of bhakti is shraddha, faith. If you have no surrender, sharanagati, then how can we advance the project? Surrender.
Author
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written, he says, Sarvapratham, first of all,
from
the beginning stage, he will have Kautuhala. He is explaining the mental disposition of the disciple, which is full of preliminary enthusiasm. The KG student will think, I have become the biggest scholar in the world because I can recite alphabets. Actually, in the beginning stage of devotion, he shows great enthusiasm. And then he thinks that I am worth appreciation. I should receive appreciation from everyone. I am bhajan and my bhajan has become perfect. Actually, he is only at the beginning stage. He is a kanishtha. But first, in the beginning stages of devotional service, he has some enthusiasm, preliminary enthusiasm. This is enthusiastic bhakti, and this is full of enthusiasm, beginning enthusiasm. Drama, drama.
We ready for drama?
Hare Krishna, Rama, be ready for drama.
Therefore, the second chapter, Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means the activities of bhajan, especially the ninefold process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Then the fivefold process of bhakti, Sadhusam, Nam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shravanam, Atulavas, Shradaya, Murti, Sevanam. Therefore, this is called bhajan. But how we should do bhajan? Todashan Rakin. Bhajan is of two types. Nishtita, fixed, with fixed determination, and anishtita, not fixed. Therefore, first Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes anishtita bhajan, bhajan with unfixed determination. That is of six types. Utsahan Mayi, excessive enthusiasm. Gana Tawala, thick and thin determination. Viud Vikalpa, cannot maintain his vows. Visai Sangara, fighting with the desires of material enjoyment. Niyamaksama, not maintaining his rules and regulations. Tarangarangini, floating on the waves of material happiness. But first is Utsahan Mayi, of the sixth stage of anishtita bhajan. For example, when the student goes to school, the teacher teaches him, A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for cat, D is for dog. Then the disciple learns A, B, C, D. Then the guru says, then the guru goes, very nice, of all disciples, you are the greatest. how you could learn so much in one day, then disciples becomes very much enthusiastic. In the same way, this is called Utsahan Maya, he is too much enthusiastic. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the state, the new sadhak's state of his mind. When the sadhak first comes to Gurudev, Gurudev gives him Harinam, you should chant 16 rounds a day. But from that day the sadhak begins chanting 64 rounds. Whoever he meets, he says, chant Harinam, you will achieve all perfection. He goes on day and night, Hari Ram, Hari Krishna. Then some headache comes, Hari Baba. Then he cannot do some sickness, he feels a little weak. That time Gurudev hammers him, oh, you are not doing bhajan properly, why you are not doing with faith? Then his mind becomes disturbed. In the beginning he thinks, I am the greatest. And his enthusiasm is also like that, completely new and immature. At this stage he has no surrender to Guru. If he has no surrender, then how he can perform bhajan? Therefore this is the first stage of anishchita bhajan.
Kalke Surya Kunda Tarpare
Pehle Gaur Ban Jayenge
Pehle Surya
Kunda Jayenge
Surya Kunda We'll go to Gaur Ban
Surya Kunda Kab Jayenge
Saktu
पहले गहवर बन परिक्रमा
परिक्रमा बन गया
और फिर
then you'll go to
परिक्रमा होने के बाद
फिर परिक्रमा you'll go to
नीचे जो दर्शन है दर्शन
जी स्टोरी
मर्स स्टैंड के पास में परीक्षा मसाला है संतों की
then there are
different उसी में प्रसाद पा
then should take prasad
प्रसाद पा करके फिर वहाँ से
after that you should go to
पोखर है
you should go to the
पुलिस पोखर
then to
Chaga पर्वत है
Sakigiri Parvat and then you should then through Krishna Kunda
Hare Krishna Surya Kunda last
Hare Krishna tomorrow will visit Varsana photography is strictly prohibited there I am requesting you again and again please don't make any photography in the Varsana temple otherwise you have to lose your camera video camera everything don't make any photography there in Varsana temple